Yes, I was out with Cranford National Schools this afternoon with the fourth, fifth, and sixth class. It's brilliant to get out with them. I'm trying to encourage them all to come into the rugby club in Gorey, and they're all wanting to go in and give it a try at the moment. It's a great opportunity to give it a try now because it's non-contact at the moment because of COVID restrictions. So it's a great time for kids to try it without the contact too.
And is it difficult to get the kids, you know, because obviously they want to tear into tackles and they want to tear into rucks and that kind of thing. Is it tough to
Yeah.
actually say, no, we can't actually do that, you can just pass the ball or whatever?
Now, in fairness, they're enjoying it. They, of course, there are one or two that just want to go tearing into the tackles and into the rucks, but and to do scrums all day. But we just have to keep reminding them, and they're just happy to be out playing and not stuck inside, you know, like the first lockdown.
Absolutely. And this is all part of your club community rugby officer role with Gorey there.
Yeah.
So just tell us, how did that come about?
Yeah, so I was looking for a job, and I'm in final year in DCU, but my semester is online this year. So I just was like, right, I'll look for a job around Gorey, and I got talking to Gorey Rugby Club about going back and playing with them this year. And they kind of said to me, they're like, you should apply for this, like it'd be a great opportunity for you. So it really just, everything just kind of lined up really well for me, just because obviously living at home, I'm not up in Dublin in college, and I'm able to do the boat and get the best of both worlds. It doesn't feel like work though. I really enjoy it. Like it's great to be doing something that you're passionate about.
Absolutely, and I'm sure that's where you started your career with Gorey, is that right?
Yes. Yeah. I started rugby, God, when I was in sixth class, and it's funny, a CCRO, Matt Bater, he's the principal now in Gorey Central. He was my CCRO at that time, and he convinced me to start playing rugby. And my brothers, like, they're mad about rugby. My dad played rugby. They could never convince me to play. I was convinced by a CCRO. So it just shows how important it is to get the CCROs, the club community rugby officers, to go out there, because you might just need that outside voice to convince a child that, you know, just to give it a try, and it might expose them to that community. Like, there's such a good community in rugby. Like I love it. Like you get so many great opportunities, and I just love to highlight the opportunities that you can get to kids.
Yeah, so you would have started when, about 12, 13, that kind of age, was it?
Yes, so I was about 12.
Yeah.
I was too old to start with the mini section, so at that time there was only under 18 girls, so I was going in and I was training with the under 18 girls. And it's just great to see nowadays. Now, I was in yesterday, last night, with the under 14 girls in Gorey Rugby Club, and it's great to see like the different age groups. There's under 14s, there's under 16s, there's under 18s, and they have so many numbers. Like, it's so good to see the numbers playing.
And you would have been facing, you know, people that were 18 when you were 12, and I suppose it did stand to you because you were playing with Leinster squads when you were about 15, and then, you know, you were representing Ireland at 18 as well when you were with the development squad for the Sevens out in Dubai. So just tell us,
Yeah.
how did that opportunity come about, and is the Sevens, you know, is it much different?
Yeah, sevens, it is a lot different to 15s. You have to be flying fit and you have to love running. But it is really, really enjoyable because it's only 7 minutes a side. I came about sevens when we were doing the All Ireland sevens in Gorey Community School. And that was something that was pushed by Leinster Rugby and the IRFU. And we got into the final, and we were playing up in Donnybrook, and we ended up winning the final. And I actually got scouted, and I was still under 18 then, and I got scouted up in Donnybrook, and they asked me to come up to a training day that Christmas for the under 18s seven squad. And then from then we were talking to the coach, and he said, where are you going to college? Like, are you going to be up in Dublin? And I said, yeah, I'm hoping to go up to DCU or maybe UCD. And I ended up going to the DCU, and then started as a development player with the senior squad in August before I started my degree. Now, there's a lot of commitment. The girls are training 4 days a week. I couldn't commit as much as the other girls now with college because I was in full time as well, and I had to get the bus across from north side to south side, so it was hard to commit as much as the other girls. But I really enjoyed being in like such a high performance facility, and I was really lucky to get the opportunity to go play in Dubai for the Dubai Sevens tournament with the development squad, and we ended up coming second in that tournament. So It was brilliant. I loved every second of it.
I imagine it was very exciting, all right. But
yeah,
why do you think that the sevens game really hasn't taken off in Ireland? Because when you look at when the Irish international teams go off, you know, you guys got a second place finish there. The men's side, you know, were playing in the Hong Kong sevens and in the Rugby World Cup there as well. Doing pretty well, getting to sort of the you know, the next rounds of these kind of competitions. But yes, there's no kind of sevens competition here either.
Yeah, so it's coming along now in the last few years since I started playing sevens. So there's a lot more kind of club sevens tournaments. So with Railway Union, my club up in Dublin, last year and the year before that, they were organising to go play sevens, and there'd be different tournaments across the country, like Kinsale Sevens, there's Clifton Sevens, and there's one in Dublin as well, and they got to go to Amsterdam as well to play sevens. So it is starting to take off, it's starting to get a bit more popular. And another reason for that would be probably the move. So Irish Sevens, they're based in Lansdowne Road, and they've now all moved out to the high performance facility out in Blanchardstown. So it is a much better setup. There's amazing indoor pitch and gym facilities, and they've access to it all the time. So, you know, I reckon it will start taking off a little bit more than it has been and get a bit more popular, because it has been a social thing for some people, whereas now I think some people are starting to take it a bit more seriously.
Hopefully it does pick up a little bit. But back to the 15s game, and you've already mentioned that you play for Railway Union now, and last year must have been an absolutely brilliant year, picking up your first AIL trophy. What did that league win mean for you?
Oh God, that was a brilliant day. We have worked so hard to get to there. I've been with the girls since 2017, and we won the AIL Cup, and there's such a rivalry between the top teams in the AIL division for women's. It's kind of between Railway, Belvo, Blackrock and UL, and whenever we meet UL, it's such a battle. So really, really competitive day with them. So it was really, 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 really great to get a win against UL that day. And also a little bit controversial, as our coach is from Limerick, so he was kind of happy as well.
Added a bit of spice there, yeah.
Yeah, but it was a great day, and that was shown on YouTube as well. It was live streamed, so it was really great. Like, there was a really big crowd there, and there's loads of people watching online too.
And I remember there was a great picture, I think it was in the Irish Times, of yourself and Lindsay Pete celebrating afterwards as well. You didn't actually get the chance to defend your title this year, unfortunately, with the COVID restrictions, is that right?
No, we didn't, unfortunately.
And do you think that there's still this attitude around women's rugby where, you know, there's been this great sort of 2020 campaign to get more women involved in sport and to get more of a highlight on sport, but do you think there's still this attitude around women playing rugby because there's a physical nature to the game? Do you still experience that?
Yes, unfortunately we still do experience a little bit of like people questioning our ability. Some people be commenting on Twitter, but there's more positives than negatives at the moment, like, and it's definitely becoming way more positive with the 20 by 20 movement. There's lots more coverage on the TV, like the Irish women were playing there on RTE 2 weeks ago, and also like just to see the crowds that turn up to some of our games, like last year with Leinster. I got my first cap with Leinster Rugby last year, and we were getting really good crowds in Donnybrook, and in St. Mary's as well there was really great crowds. And you know, like, it really is changing, but it's only changing because we are pushing it, you know, and 20 by 20 are pushing it as well.
And you mentioned there that you were thinking of coming down to play with the Gorey women there, and they had a pretty successful year last year. We were talking to Simon Bazanson after their division win as well. So rugby in Wexford really is coming on in leaps and bounds, and you know, we are starting to produce yourself, Katie Fitzhenry, even in the men's game. You've got Paul Boyle, Robin Copeland, all from around that kind of Gorey area. So it's really coming up in leaps and bounds.
Yeah, definitely. And that all comes from the youths and the minis development, and that ties it back to my job, what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to encourage people. The more people we have playing rugby, the higher chance there is of finding someone that has that hidden talent. They're all hiding in there somewhere, so I'm trying my best to find them.
Absolutely. And listen, one final question there. If somebody is, you know, interested in playing rugby, but, you know, they have to stay within 5 kilometres or they can't get out to training at the minute, do you have any sort of advice for anybody who wants to do some, you know, rugby training at home?
Yeah, so like if you get a rugby ball, there's lots of resources on the Irish Rugby website and their YouTube for individual skills. You just grab someone from your house, or even if you're at home, there's a rugby ball that you can get, and it's flat on one end and you can just throw it against the wall and it'll come back to you. But there is lots of resources on Leinster Rugby website and the IRFU website and their YouTube channel if you look up rugby skills at home.